Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. I'm very pleased to reintroduce you all to Pia Bauer. Pia Bauer has appeared on this radio show, 20, 30 times. She was, as I heard from many an anonymous emailer, the favorite reader of public service announcements, at least until Evan White joined the show. And now the people who don't speak their names, they send me contrasting messages. Do they miss Pia or do they prefer Evan? Well, unfortunately, Pia won't be reading a PSA today, but she will be sharing with us some original work. Pia Bauer is a poet, an essayist, a fiction writer. She's a graduate of the University of California, Davis, and she's an avid fly fisherwoman. Speaker of four languages, including Korean, German, Spanish, and I think some French. She's also quite good at English, as you're about to hear. She's been asking me for many weeks now, when can I come back on the radio show and read a poem? Finally, I've relented, and hopefully she'll read to us something today about what I call stellar deaths. Pia Bauer, welcome back to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Well, thank you, Andy. Be back on the radio waves.
It's great to have you back, and I'm glad that you could join me on the show this afternoon. So I understand that you recently got a gig as a book reviewer.
I did. I got my first assignment, too.
That's great. And do you know if you're going to be reading fiction, nonfiction? I don't even have to ask poetry.
I was told I'd be doing mostly nonfiction.
Excellent. So you're going to learn things and be paid for it.
Hopefully I'll learn things.
Well, unless you've written the books yourself, then I bet you will learn things if you're reading nonfiction. Great. And in terms of what you wanted to perform today, is it fiction, nonfiction, or poetry?
Well, this is poetry.
Excellent, because this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, and we needed an infusion of poetry just about now. What is the title of the work that you're going to share with us?
You know what? I didn't give it a title because I wrote it, or I finished writing it about 45 seconds ago.
Excellent. Well, titles are certainly, overrated. And so we'll just take it as it is. Do you have anything you want to say before we listen to this original piece?
Well, like I said, I wrote it about 45 seconds ago. I'm right now in that phase where when I finish a poem, I immediately am kind of happy with it. And then in about half an hour, I'm going to hate it. So I still like it. If you have any suggestions for the title after I read it, I'd love to hear it.
Great. Well, it sounds like we caught you right at the right time before you become terribly depressed about this new poem. Ladies and gentlemen, here she is with fresh original work, Pia Bauer.
Science was a thing I loved once, before I knew the pain of knowledge. Before the skies turned dark and the stars corrupt, slowly burning towards their star death. And in the pond of black and gray, look at how they outshine each other. Like fire before the smoke from a gun. Handle of a cloud and the moon leaving its tail behind during moonrise. Stars eclipsed, once aligned. This is where physics is born. Someone began to say, not look at their shine. No, look at how they change. But they will not burn forever, and you will not burn forever, and we will all go out. Smoke will drift from our eyes, and our bodies succumb and become embers, and time is the fire in which we burn. The time that has not reached us, and all the light that has not reached us, and will never reach us, your eyes will close before this happens. You will never witness it. And that is why we pretend we are barreling towards some unalterable truth. the pains of knowing, sear through our minds, and bury our bodies, and signs to all now know, Son.
That was Pia Bauer with an original poem. I like the title Stellar Deaths, but it may be a little reductionist. That was beautiful, Pia, and I was impressed that you wrote it so recently, as it were.
I've witnessed you writing poems in 30 seconds, so I'm not that impressed with myself, but thank you.
Well, the rest of us are, and we outnumber you. And
thank
so
you.
What are you up to this evening? I heard through the grapevine that you and a friend were going to drive up to San Francisco and be present while people told dirty stories. Is that true?
Well, yes, that is true. So, should I explain a little bit?
Sure, because people are intrigued. And
right.
And part of our job on the show is to plug cultural events, which obviously this is.
Right. So I don't know how relevant this is, culturally speaking, in terms of Dr. Annie's Poetry and Technology Hour, but this event is called Body Storytelling, body as in B-A-W-D-Y. And they put on these events that are not unlike the Moth, which some of you might be familiar with, which is the series of storytelling, except this is geared more towards, well, their motto is the Moth for perverts. So that might give you some insight on what kind of storytelling this will be.
Aha. And you're going to check this out and see if it's safe for your friends. Obviously, your friends have much more, let's say, gentle dispositions than you do.
Well, I'm adventurous, and I'll listen to anyone's story at least once. You know, I'm just curious to see. And if it's not too terrible, then maybe I'll see some other adventurous friends want to come to the next one.
Excellent. Yeah. All right. Well, Pia Bauer, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. I really enjoyed your new poem. Give it a title and send it out. Someone else will enjoy it, too, and we'll see it in print. Meanwhile, I'd like to thank you for appearing on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Well, thank you for having me, and say hello to the other guests for me and all those who are in the studio.
I sure will. And, you know, there are many thousands listening as well, so you can give them a shout-out as well.
Right. Thank you for having me, Dr. Andy.
Bye-bye, Pia.
Bye-bye.